In Urdu and Farsi, and then we have a short video presentation. And concluding, we'll have the speech. So, with a loud salawat, I would like to invite Brother Misam to recite Quran. Allah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين صدق الله العلي العظيم
صلوات Please recite a loud salawat for Brother Misam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
I'd like to invite Brother Hamid to recite a qasida in Farsi. Please welcome him with a loud salawat.
Allahumma
Now, when I'm going to point at you, I want you all to say, go to Zahra.
آین بیارید شده آین بندون آین بیارید شده آین بندون بس که یارم قشنگه شده آین هیرون شده آین هیرون سبو به دوشم پیال نوشم بس که میخوامت فریده هوشم فریده هوشم دل خراب من شده بیمار عشقت سرمو میذارم روی دیوار عشقت عزیز دل زهرا کسی که یاری مثل تو داره بیاره 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 یه سر زلفت تموم عالم نداره 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 یه سر زلفت تموم عالم نداره 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 تو ماه دلارایی امیر دلهایی تو دلبری دلبر زهرایی دلبر زهرایی کسی که یاری مثل تو داره بیاره 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 یه سر زلف تو تموم عالم نداره 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 یه سر زلف تو تموم عالم نداره 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 سوات
Please recite in Allah salawat for Brother Hamid.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
We will now have Brother Munir with the Qasida in Urdu, so please welcome him with a loud salawat.
بارے دیگر صلوات بسم اللہ
عالم میں یوں شریک رسالت ہے فاطمہ شریک رسالت ہے فاطمہ عالم میں یوں شریک شوہر ولی عظیم دین کی طاقت ہے فاطمہ کتنی عظیم دین کی طاقت ہے فاطمہ مریم کا فاطمہ سے بلا کیا مقابلہ مریم کا فاطمہ سے بھلا کیا مقابلہ مریم تو عابدہ ہے عبادت ہے فاطمہ مریم تو عابدہ ہے عبادت ہے فاطمہ مریم تو عابدہ ہے عبادت ہے فاطمہ دونوں کے اشتراک سے سجدہ قبول ہے دونوں کے اشتراک سے سجدہ ہے در اگر نماز تو نیت ہے فاطمہ نماز تو نیت ہے فاطمہ دونوں کے اشتراک سے سجدہ قبول ہے حیدر اگر نماز تو نیت فاطمہ عالم میں یوں شریک عبادت ہے فاطمہ عالم میں یوں شریک
محمد وآل محمد صلی اللہ علیہ
وسلم
Please say one more loud salawat for brother Munir.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil.
And if everyone in these this area sitting on these chairs could move up a little forward in the front chairs, that'd be really appreciated to just fill up the scene a little bit. With a loud salawat, please move forward.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajhum.
One more loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajhum.
I would now like to invite Brother Ali Mirab to recite another Qasida in Farsi. Please welcome him with a loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajhum.
Brothers and sisters, salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
The Hulul of month of Rajab, Mubarak to all of you, is the birthday of A'imme. It starts with Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala
Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
In this month, inshallah, don't forget today, say salam to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And then we're going to start with that. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم پرچم سرخ حسین آمد دلیل این که گوید طالب خون شهید کربلا مهدی نیامد هرچه گفتم یا مقیسه شیعه نشنیدم جوابی هرچه گفتم یا معز الاولیا مهدی نیامد دور هجران میرسد دور هجران میرسد آخر به پایان غم مخور عاقبت هر مشکلی آسان شود غم مخور دیده روشن می شود از وصل جانان غم مخور یوسف گم گشته باز آید به کنعان غم مخور کلبه احزان شود روزی گلستان غم مخور یا مهدی مهدی یا مهدی صاحب زمان یا مهدی یا مهدی صاحب زمان اللهم صل على محمد لبریز شده کوثر و زمزم ز دمش برکت گرفته این زمین از قدمش دیدند ملائک چو روی باقر را از عرش بیامدند و گشتند خدمش برخیز که هنگام سرود و طرب آمد والله I like this جوان this young man سید علی طباطبایی خان and if you have I'm sorry سید علی عابدی come and read but they told me I'm going to read for Imam Baqir for you but he's young and energetic come read if you have something please come I just yeah come salawat Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajahum I'm going to say these two way but we go
barkhiz kahangam sarv wa tarab aumad اردوی طرب چیره به جیش تعب آمد از رحمت حق خاموش نار و عذب آمد تا مرگ موکب فرخنده ماه رجب آمد ماهی که بود ما حسلش رحمت معبود ماه رجب و فصل سیام و صلوات است
اللهم صل علی محمد و آل محمد وعجل
هر روز و شبش گاه نزول برکات است ای نام سیه وقت حصول حسنات است شوینده تومار گناهان صلوات است
اللهم صل علی محمد و آل محمد و عجل فرجه
بر چهره باقر که در این مه شده مولود ماهی که بود ماه اصلش رحمت معبود بر چهره باقر که در این مه شده مولود صلوات
اللهم صل علی محمد و آل محمد و عجل فرجه
MashaAllah, Brother Mirab has more energy than all of us here, yeah. Those of you who know him. Yeah. And the youth have to you know, keep getting energy from those before them. This is in regards to the blessed month of Rajab that is starting, inshallah, from tomorrow. The moon has been sighted. I know Brother told us that the moon has been sighted, so inshallah. ماه پر فیض رجب ماه نبی ماه خداست ماه پر فیض رجب ماه نبی ماه خداست ماه توبه ماه رحمت ماه ذکر است و دعاست ماه از خیش بریدن به خدا پیوستن ماه آن کس که به حق واصل و از خیش جداست It's the month of separating from yourself and connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
ماه میلاد شریف دو محمد دو علی الله
اللهم صل على محمد و آل محمد
و آل محمد
ماه میلاد شریف دو محمد دو علی که پر از جلوه ماه رخشان عرض و سماست جمعه اول این ماه جمال ازلی در تماشای رخ حضرت باقر پیداست دوم ماه رجب عید بزرگی دگر است عید میلاد علی ابن جواد ابن رضا است سوم ماه رجب آن دهمین حجت حق جگرش لخته خون از شرر زهر جفاست دهم ماه رجب با گل رخسار جواد موج زن رایحه عطر ولایت به فضاست بارک الله که در 13 ماه رجب بارک الله که در 13 ماه رجب عید میلاد علی مظهر رب الاعلاست کعبه آغوش گشوده چو گریبان از هم که ز قلب حرم الله علی عقده گشاست صاحب خانه ندا داد که ای بنت اسد خانه از ماست ولیکن متعلق به شماست خانه از ماست ولیکن متعلق به شماست قدر و جاه تو بود فوق مقام مریم پسر تو علی است و پسر او عیسی است نجل پاک تو امام است به نجل مریم گرچه او مریم و عیساش پیام آور ماست این پسر رکن و مقام است و حتیم و زمزم این پسر هجر و حجر مروه و سعی و صفاست صلوات
اللهم صل على
گاهی توسلم بکنیم بریم السلام عليك يا أبا جعفر يا محمد ابن علي أيها الباقر يا ابن رسول الله يا حجة الله على خلقه يا سيدنا ومولانا إنا توجهنا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا همه با هم يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا
رجاء
الله يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله يا دفعه دي يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله ان شاء الله قبول بشه آل مرزا شفا پیدا بکنن صلوات بر محمد و آل محمد
اللهم صل علی محمد و آل محمد
Please recite Allah's salawat for Brother Ali Abidi and Brother Ali Mirab.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad
We will now have our video presentations of the sayings of Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam. So please recite Allah's salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil faraj.
Allah
السلام علیکم و رحمت الله. اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله علی ما انعم الذی علم بالقلم علم الانسان ما لم یعلم. الصلاة والسلام علی من بالحلم والجود والکرم زین الرکن والمقام والزمزم اشرف ولد آدم حبیب اله العالم ابو القاسم مصطفی محمد.
اللهم صل علی محمد و آل محمد و عجل فرجه.
Congratulations for anniversary birth of our beloved Imam Imam Baqir عليه الصلاة والسلام. Also for month of Rajab, the month of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, month of dua, month of istighfar. Only 2 points I want to mention because the weather is not good. Tomorrow also your children is going to school, and I want to start from the end of my speech and then turn to beginning of speech. Two beautiful hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salatu wa salam. This is the gift. This is my gift for tonight, for the birthday of Imam. The first one is that someone from Khorasan, from Iran, he went to Medina only to visit Imam alayhi salatu wassalam. Because of love and affection of Imam alayhi salatu wassalam, and he starts walking at that time because there wasn't any airplane and car and something like that. Injured his feet, and after different difficulties faced in this long way, he reached Medina and visited Imam alayhi salatu wassalam and explained for Imam and said, "Oh Imam, because of your love, I left my job, my family, and everything I had in my city in Khorasan. And during this long way, I injured and faced difficulties." Imam alayhi salam said that, "Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab." People in the day of judgment will come with the thing which they loved in their life. You love Imam, you will be with me in the day of judgment. And then said that everyone who loves us, he will be with us in that so difficult day, in the day of judgment. And this is actually, we have a same hadith from Amir al-Mu'minin, said that man ahabbana kana ma'ana yawm al-qiyamah. The one who love us, he will be with us in the day of judgment. Walau anna rajulan ahabba hajaran lahasharullahu ma'ah. If a man love even a hajar, stone, he will be with it in the day of judgment. So we are here only to show our love and affection for Aimma alayhi salatu wassalam. And inshallah, by this hadith, we will be with Aimma alayhi salam in the day of judgment. I think has a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajah.
The second one of the narrator, he said that I was sitting next to Imam alayhi salam, Imam Abu Bakr alayhi salatu wa salam, and an old man arrived and said salam, and then told Imam, I want to explain my belief to you. Is that correct or not? Imam said, please. He said, first one, inni la uhibbukum wa uhibbu man yuhibbukum. I love you as Ahl Bayt, yuhibbukum, you Ahl Bayt, and everyone who love you, la uhibbukum wa uhibbu man yuhibbukum. Wallah ma uhibbukum wa uhibbu man yuhibbukum litama'in fi dunya. My hope, my love is very pure, not for dunya. I want to, for example, sit next to you for credit, for to increase my honor, my reputation. No, I love you because Quran said your love is wajib. Love of Ahl Bayt is wajib. The second one is that wallah inni لَأَبْغَضُ أَدُوَّكُمْ وَأَبْرَأُ مِنْ, and I hate your enemy. وَأَبْرَأُ مِنْ, and I would not be in keeping touch with them. I don't have any connection with them. I don't like them. وَاللَّهُ مَا أَبْغَضَهُ وَأَبْرَأُ مِنْ لِوَتَرٍ كَانَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنِي. I hate them. And I am their enemy, not because of my personal issue. I don't have any problem with them. Because they are enemy of Ahl Bayt, so I am enemy of them and I hate them. The third one said that وَاللَّهُ إِنِّي لَا أُحِلُّ حَلَالَكُمْ وَأُحَرِّمُ حَرَامَكُمْ. Everything you said, is it halal? I consider as halal. I say this is halal. And everything you tell us, this is haram, so I will say this is haram. And I don't issue fatwa from myself. Because sometimes we don't like something, we say, oh, this is haram. We start to issuing fatwa, you know. He said, no, I fully follow you. Only in your way, in your path, and looking for your statement, for your hadith to follow and to act upon it. Because sometimes, you know, Quran said, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَسِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Please listen. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَسِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget to take your portion from dunya. It means that dunya itself is not bad. Committing sin is bad. Eating haram food is bad. Having good house, good car is haram, no. And we cannot say this is haram. A'imma alayhim as-salam, the meaning of this hadith is that A'imma alayhim as-salam, for example, at the time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, Imam alayhi salam used to wear a beautiful and expensive dress. Even Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam, who saw the waqi'i Karbala, eating food, expensive food is not haram. Only pay your khums, pay your zakat, do infaq, do not, actually you consider your income should not be haram, the source of your income. Some conditions we have. And he said, for example, Quran said at least 7 times said, fasiru fil ard. Fasiru fil ard, it means that trip and journey is not bad, it's good. Fasiru fil ard, it is amr, command Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go and look
and see other cities, other countries. But everything should have purpose, aim, target. And then said the fourth belief which I have is that antadhiru amrakum. I am waiting to your amr, your government, your faraj. After that, said, O Imam, فَحَلْ تَرْجُوا لِي جَعَلَنِي اللَّهُ فَدَارُ. What do you think the belief which I have are correct or not? Imam alayhi salam said that same things happened for my father, for Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam, and someone came to Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam and said same thing like the belief which you had. And my father said that all of your belief are correct. And on the day of judgment, you will be with our Jad, with Prophet Rasulullah, and with Amir al-Mu'minin, and with Ahl al-Bayt alayhi wa sallam, if you be such a person with those beliefs. And you will be their neighbor in heaven. Because we have a hadith that Shi'atuna ma'ana wa fi darajatuna fil Jannah. If you be true Shia, not only enter in Jannah in heaven, you will be in their level. Imam alayhi salam said, you will be our neighbor in heaven. And that old man became happy and said, please repeat those things you mentioned for one more time, you know. And then as his heart was full of love of Ahl al-Bayt alayhi salam, took hand of Imam alayhi salam and put in his eyes, in his heart, and kissed and start weeping and then left. Then Imam alayhi salam said a beautiful statement. Said, man ahabba, Imam told to his companion, he said, man ahabba an yandura ila rajulin min ahli al-jannah fal yandur ila hadha. If you want to see one of the people of heaven, look at this people.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajahum.
But be careful, only love is not enough. Love should draw us to follow Ahl al-Bayt alayhi salam. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Qul, O Prophet, tell to people, لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المبادة في القربة. If you love Ahl al-Bayt, you don't go to other doors. Ask your question from Ahl al-Bayt alayhi salam. Only follow Ahl al-Bayt alayhi salam. So this is the reason behind obligatory love of Ahl al-Bayt alayhi salatu wa salam. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal farajahum.
About Mah Rajab, we heard different hadith about importance of this month. One of the hadith from Rasulullah, Rasulullah said the Rajab is the month of istighfar for my ummah. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frequently forgiveness. And in another hadith, Rasulullah said that أكثر من الاستغفار. This is a very beautiful hadith. أكثر من الاستغفار. Do more istighfar في بيوتكم, when you are in home. في مجالسكم, when you sit together. وَعَلَى مَوَاعِدِكُمْ, even when you sit around the table for food. لَا مَوَاعِدِكُمْ. And وَفِي أَسْوَاقِكُمْ, at your job, in market. فَإِنَّكُمْ لَا تَدْرُونَ مَتَى تَنْزِلُ الْمَغْفَرَةِ, because you don't know when forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come to you. So in any situation, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala istighfar. Even we have a rawayat, if you go to your home of your brother and you feel some difficulties,
you can do istighfar in behalf of him. In behalf of him. Because istighfar is dua. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them. You can do istighfar in behalf of your brother, in behalf of your neighbor. And this is the beautiful verse of Quran in Surah Nuh. Said, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ غَفَّارًا. Oh Allah, I told my nation to do istighfar. Ask forgiveness from your Lord. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving. And then mention the effects of istighfar. What is that? Said, يُرْسِلُ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. If you do istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send you abundant rain from the sky. يُرْسِلُ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. Then يُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support you with wealth and with children. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Everything which is mentioned in Quran as the decoration of your life, he said you can take it, you can obtain from by istighfar. And so one of the important zikr during this month, in the day, in night, when you are driving, when you want to go to sleep, in any situation, you can do istighfar for yourself or for other mu'mineen. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
The specific istighfar, specific zikr mentioned and dedicated for this month, for months of Rajab, is Astaghfirullah wa As'aluhu Tawbah. Astaghfirullah wa As'aluhu Tawbah. This is actually mentioned only for month of Rajab. Astaghfirullah wa As'aluhu Tawbah. And the another one is fasting. Different hadith, numbers of hadith mentioned, emphasize and encourage mu'mineen for fasting during month of Rajab. And someone, a narrator actually mentioned that he said, I was with Rasulullah. Rasulullah reached to the Qabristan, to the cemetery, and he stopped. And then start moving, and then start. I asked Rasulullah, why you stop? And you saying something and then start moving. Rasulullah said that the people in this cemetery, they are punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their grave. Then I stop and ask forgiveness for them. And punishment stop now. And then Rasulullah said that if those people during the months of Rajab had chance for fasting, so would not be any punishment in Alam Barzakh, in their grave. Because usually punishment and adab is for the day of judgment, the hell created for the final station of people. But some people during the Alam Barzakh, you know, they will punish because of committing major sin. And Rasulullah said that if they had chance to fasting during month of Rajab, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala absolutely removed their punishment in this time in Alam Barzakh. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajil
farajah. Someone told Rasulullah, I am sick, and or because of my situation, I cannot fasting during month of Rajab. What can I do instead of fasting? Rasulullah said that the way of thawab and reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not closed. You still can benefit from this month by paying sadaqah. If you cannot, actually, if you are not able to for fasting, so you can pay sadaqah even with one hikdana khurma, with one date, even with Mother Eid. It means that everyone can benefit from this month, from mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for around this month. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajil.
Also we receive in our rawayat 1,000 times reciting La ilaha illallah during the night of this month, also recommended. Also during the Friday of this month of Rajab, 100 times reciting Qul huwallahu ahad, Surah Tawheed, in Friday of month of Rajab. It's most recommended. Inshallah, one time I will explain the effects of reciting Surah Tawheed. I think has another salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil.
For this month, for this specific month, we can prepare ourselves for months of Ramadan. And that's why we have a rawayat and encourage us to increase number of verses of Quran which usually recite. In this month, if we used to recite Quran only one time during the day, we can increase to two times. After Salat al-Fajr, before Salat al-Maghrib. It's a good time to recite Surah Quran. And also, in our rawayat, mentioned that participating in Salat al-Jama'at and try to fulfill Nawafil, especially Nawafil for Salat al-Zuhr, also recommended in this month. And istighfar is the key actually for receiving mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month. And for tonight, as the first night of month of Rajab, it is mentioned that if mu'mineen can recite, can fulfill 20 rak'at salat mustahabi. It means that like salat, as same as salat fajr, salat subh, as same as one surah al-ham and one surah qul huwallahu ahad. And this, the effect of reciting 20 rak'at salat for tonight is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove all of azab al-qabr. This is the effect of this. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajil.
So doing 20 rak'at salat tonight, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save us from punishment of grave. This is good marketing if we want to do it. Because sometimes we calculate. Because everyone afraid of death and everyone afraid of qabr and azab al-qabr. This hadith mentioned that if you really scared and afraid from this azab, you can save and guarantee by fulfilling 20 rak'at salat, the same as salat fajr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us chance to fulfill most of duty, most of mustahabbat for this month. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq to be with A'imma alayhim as-salam in the day of judgment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give shafa to all of mu'mineen wal mu'minat. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prolong life of maraji and especially life of leader. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all of mu'mineen wal mu'minat, those who passed away, with salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajil farajahu.
السلام عليك يا نبي الله السلام عليك يا حبيب الله السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا أمير المؤمنين يا علي بن أبي طالب السلام عليك يا بنت رسول الله يا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين السلام عليك يا أبا محمد يا حسن بن علي المجتبى السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك السلام عليك يا علي بن الحسين زين العابدين السلام عليك يا محمد بن علي باقر علوم النبي May Allah grant us the توفيق to perform زيارته Baqi, inshallah, and construct Allah to help the mu'mineen all to get together and free our holy lands from these occupiers. As-salamu alayka ya Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq al-Barr al-Amin. As-salamu alayka ya Musa ibn Ja'far al-Qadim babul habaib. As-salamu alayka ya Aba al-Hasan ya Ali ibn Musa al-Rida al-Radi bil-Qadri wal-Qadha. السلام عليك يا محمد بن علي التقي الجواد السلام عليك يا علي بن محمد الهادي النقي السلام عليك يا حسن بن علي الزكي العسكري السلام عليك يا مولاي يا صاحب العصر والزمان السلام عليك يا شريك القرآن يا إمام الإنس والجمال أمان الأمان الأمان فتن الزمان عجل الله تعالى فرجا وسهل الله مخرجا وظهور من الله حسن ظهور فلا In this difficult time with all these signs appearing and all the changes in the world, may Allah help our mu'mineen who have been targeted around the world and who are rising up in love of Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wa salam. عجل الله تعالى فرجا وسهل الله مخرجا وظهور وجعلنا من عوانك وانصارك والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته
وآخرتي يا نعيمي وجنتي يا الله يا